to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget? Starting off the program today, that was Andrew Marlin and Emily France, formerly known as Mandolin Orange. They are Watch House, and that was Belly of the Beast here on Roots and Berries. CJSF 90.1 FM, campus and community radio, broadcasting with 450 watts of community power out to your ears from high atop Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University. I am your host for the hour. I'm Robin, and I am regularly here in this time slot playing a little bit of acoustic, bluegrass, rootsy type music for your noon hour. And that is going to be definitely the case today. Not straying too far away from the sort of model. Got lots of stuff that I'm excited to hear, and hope you can stay with me. Going to start this next set with some old timers in the bluegrass world. They call themselves Third Time Out. And this particular track is called Thanks a Lot. It's off of their self-titled album, which came out when everybody had big hair. Back in the 80s sometime. But their sound is timeless, and they really do up the male five-part harmonies to a T. So have a listen.
Too loud, and I see
Okay, so maybe I led you astray a little bit at the top of the show, saying I wouldn't depart too much from the acoustic and bluegrass roots theme. That was Chatham County Line, and a bit of a sneak preview from their new album, Strange Fascination, which is due to drop in early January, or late January, 2024. I discovered that they're releasing a new record, and I got kind of excited about it because I've been a fan of their music for quite a long time, and I'm always fascinated myself to see how bands grow and evolve, and how their sound, you know, shifts in the landscape of not only their own canon, but also the landscape of music just in general. And this particular record is the final release with co-founding banjo player Chandler Holt. And it is the first lineup change for Chatham County Line since 2001. They've been a band for, in that iteration, for a really long time. And I think that's something that's pretty special. It's also the first record where they featured drums on all the songs. So quite percussion-y there. Before that, we heard The Wildmans and a track from their album Wandering Thoughts, It Takes One to Know One. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories and the homelands of the Halkomelan and Squamish-speaking peoples. I'm Robin. I am your host for this hour between noon and 1 o'clock every Friday afternoon. So playing the new song from Chatham County Line got me reminiscing about probably my favorite Chatham County Line album, which is 4 in Roman numerals, IV. And so we're going to start this next set with a track from that album, and we're going to follow up and hear some other artists who are featured on the same record label, which is Yep Rock. And I've always loved the name of that record label. I just think it's so, I don't know, there's something so playful about it to me, Yep Rock. And so we're gonna follow up and hear some artists, as I said, that are featured on that record label. And don't go away, because it's a great set, and it starts with this song, Chip of a Star, from Chatham County Line, here on Roots and Berries. Thank you.
tell my fortune to renew. All strangers here, no friends of me, till the dark tour became. I fell in love with a Creole girl on the lakes of Pontchartrain.
I messed that up because I was thinking about how I played this song back in March and it was a bright March morning, and how 6 months have passed since the beginning of the pandemic, and you know what? My brain's a little foggy, and I'm going to start that one over just for those purists out there listening and saying, she messed up. The Lakes of Pontchartrain.
'Twas on a bright March morning, I bid new.